Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with that free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. You can take the radio show with you on the road. Give me a chance. Give me a follow at 910 The Fan or at AWOD Radio on the Odyssey app, and you can hear me Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. There's a great article on the Washington Post by Kevin Blackstone, and he says, these Commanders are rekindling an old familiar failing. For one tortured fan, Jaden Daniels and these Commanders are making it okay to care again. He talks about the times he had at RFK Stadium, seeing the Commanders beat the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game to make their first Super Bowl in 1972. And, of course, I talked about it on my show. I had the feeling after we beat the Bengals, like we beat the Cowboys in the Monday Night Miracle game, right? Santana Moss with the two touchdowns for Mark Brunell. That's the kind of feeling I had. Then against the Cardinals, it felt like 2012 with the way everybody around the country is singing and praising my starting quarterback in Jaden Daniels, who's a Heisman Trophy winner, very similar to what Robert Griffin did in 2012. But Washington has a chance to keep the momentum going and get to 4-1 for the first time since 2008 when they host the Cleveland Browns. It's time to go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio.
All right, AWOD Army members. It's time to go on a mission, a secret mission, behind enemy lines. We scout out the opponent, break down the competition with intel and reporting from the inside. How is the competition planning to stop the Washington Commanders' offense? As we go behind enemy lines.
And the enemy today is Cleveland Browns reporter Noah Weisskopf, who joined me yesterday to break down this game. And look, this is a Browns team that ended the year last year with 11 wins. They got into the postseason. They were trying to make it back-to-back playoff bursts for the first time since 1988. They've got one of the most expensive rosters. We all know they're paying Deshaun Watson, Amari Cooper, Nick Chubb, David Njoku. The thing is, the offense has struggled for Cleveland because they've had a league-high drops. Deshaun Watson's not been good, but his receivers haven't helped him out like Washington, Jaden Daniels' receivers have helped him out. But the real reason the Browns have struggled has been third down. They've been embarrassing on third down. It doesn't even feel like it could be this bad. It's college-level awful. 11 of 53 for a league-worst 20% on third down. 20% on third down. And then on defense for the Cleveland Browns, this is a team that wants to blitz, all right? Jim Schwartz is the defense coordinator. I think he's going to look at what Todd Bowles did with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and try to send extra pressure early on Jaden Daniels. And then the third factor that's going to decide this game is both teams will look to control the time of possession, right? We know how good Myles Garrett can be. You know they're going to want to blitz him and disrupt our game plan. And then whoever's the running back for the Cleveland Browns, that's going to be a big part of their attack. You know, grounding and pounding in the games they've played this season, when they're successful, they've been able to run the ball and control the time of possession. That is going to be probably the biggest key in this game, really, in my mind. Like, Washington, it's strength on strength, right? Washington has also done a good job of controlling the time of possession. Cleveland has one win on the season, and in that win, they controlled the ball for 35 minutes against the Jacksonville Jaguars. As we go behind enemy lines on AWOD Radio, our guest, Noah Weisskopf, covers the Cleveland Browns, and I asked him, well, what's the Browns' biggest strength right now 4 weeks into the season?
Well, man, that seems like a hard question for me for the first one. There's not too many, honestly. They really need to play a complete game. In terms of strengths, you know, a year ago it was their defense. A year ago they could rely on their defense for just about anything to keep them in just about any game. But this year, they seem to have taken a big, big step back. Defensively, you know, they're plagued with some injuries. Their DBs are, for the most part, healthy. Their corners, their top three corners that were, you know, three of the best in the NFL last year have not been able to stop the opposing receivers this year. And so, you know, in terms of strength, it's really hard for me to give you one. There really aren't any, especially given the fact that they've only been able to win one game and their losses have not been to the best teams. So they really need to find a way to bounce back. And honestly, not lucky for them. They're playing the Red Hot Commanders, as you guys, I'm sure, know. So definitely not the ideal matchup for them this weekend, but strengths, not too many.
Yeah, I mean, you look at this Cleveland team and the way they've played this season, they just haven't been able to score the ball, right? So, you know, I don't think the defense is bad. It's not as, you know, big a strength as it was last year. They're 15th, middle of the pack, in terms of how many points they give up at 22 points a game. The problem is that their high is 18 points scored this season. That's their high right now. They average 16.5. And so you're talking about a Washington team that has really, really scored the ball well the last 3 weeks here. They've converted in the red zone. That's absolutely going to be a key here. Washington coming off of a 38 and a 42-point performance. I think if they get three touchdowns, that should be enough here against the Cleveland Browns. Now, I was wondering, you know, at what point is Cleveland going to say, all right, Deshaun Watson sucks, we just can't do this anymore? They won last year with their backup quarterback in Joe Flacco, and they've got a decent backup once again in Jameis Winston. Is Deshaun Watson on the hot seat so far this season? Let's go behind enemy lines with Noah Weisskopf.
Hot seat, I think he's under a lot of pressure. You know, I wouldn't consider hot seat the right word for it, at least as of now. They obviously have started their season with one win, but I think that if you continue to see these losses pile up and really put yourself out of the playoff competition at this point, then yes, hot seat. But as of now, you know, Deshaun, the first couple of games did not look great, right? Like, he did not look like their starting quarterback that they had wanted. You know, last game against the Raiders, he actually had a pretty decent game. He was not the issue, although everything is at fault when you lose games like this, but he was not the issue in the last game. He stepped up in the pocket, made some big-time throws. The Browns aren't helping him out. Amari Cooper leads the league in drops with 8. Second-place player is at 4. So he's doubled the second-place guy, and the Browns as a team also lead the league in drops with 14 total drops. So, you know, Deshaun has not played the way he's wanted to. There's no doubting that. But Deshaun has also not been this team's main problem so far this year.
That Deshaun Watson has made this season has been the turnovers and the amount of sacks that he's taking. He's just not throwing the ball away. And part of that is because when he tries to complete a pass, he's not. So he's seeing a terrible completion percentage. It's one of the worst in the league. It's ranked 27th. But as Noah said, he's coming off of his best game. He completed 75% of his passes against Vegas, limited to just 3 sacks. That was his second lowest on the season. He did have one interception, though. That's something that he wants to clean up. But Deshaun was able to run the ball against the Raiders for a few first downs. There he had an 8-yard rush to pick up a first down, had 8 carries for 32 yards. So as bad as he's been this season, Washington fans need to know he's coming off of his best game. Noah would tell me that the biggest weakness on the Cleveland Browns team right now, though, is their offensive line and their depth at left tackle and the rest of the line here. And so Washington, look, how did we beat the Arizona Cardinals? By sacking Kyler Murray, by living in the backfield, right? I keep thinking back to the play in which Kyler looked like he had a receiver wide open, then Bobby Wagner was in his face, and he just, like, went down. He didn't know what to do in that situation there. So Cleveland is struggling because Jedrick Willis Jr. is questionable at left tackle. He has not played well. At right tackle, they're beat up as well. So the offensive line is one of their biggest weaknesses. So we need another good performance from our guys, Dorrance Armstrong, Daron Payne, and Jonathan Allen. I do really think the more Johnny Newton and Vernarian Mathis can get snaps, the more energy Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen are going to have when they come back into the game. I do think that's a big reason why they both had their best game against the Cardinals, because they were not asked to play just as many snaps as they were earlier this season. One more time, let's hear from Noah Weisskopf on the Browns' defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Myles Garrett's been just about it. That's about all they've had up until this point this season. Myles has not been 100% by any means. He's working through 3 different injuries. One of them being a foot injury that I believe is in both feet. that has not, made life comfortable for him. So the plays that he is out there, he's making a big impact as expected. But outside of that, last season they got pressure all the time. They didn't have to blitz to pressure the quarterback. They had guys like Za'Darius Smith, Dalvin Tomlinson now. They have these guys to create pressure on the front lines there, and they just can't. And Za'Darius Smith, Dalvin Tomlinson, Shelby Harris, those types of guys can't create pressure. And when Myles Garrett's not on the field due to this injury for a lot of these plays, the quarterback has a lot of time to throw the ball and sit back there. And not to mention that obviously hurts the DBs. Denzel Ward, Martin Emerson Jr., Greg Newsom, the three top guys for them, have not had the greatest start to the season. So I will highlight Myles Garrett. Obviously, when he's in there, makes a huge difference, as he always has, reigning defensive player of the year. And then Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, their linebacker, has been so good for them ever since being drafted. He earned the extension this past offseason. So those two guys have really are sticking out in terms of their defense. But outside of them, they're not getting much help.
Washington needs to limit Myles Garrett, give Jaden time in the pocket to take advantage of the fact that the Cleveland secondary, which was a strength last year, has not been as good this season. You heard from the enemy, Noah Weisskopf. Loved having him on the show for Behind Enemy Lines. We go to our keys to victory and pathway to success coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Washington hosting the Cleveland Browns Sunday, Northwest Stadium. Again, if you're going to the game, I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. Are we expecting this to be a really pro-Commanders crowd? I know that Cleveland doesn't travel that well compared to some of the teams in the NFL, but I know that there's going to be a decent amount of Browns fans in the building just because every week, right, and D.C. is such a melting pot, there's going to be some people from Cleveland, from Ohio, that come to the game. But overwhelming, I think it will be support for the Commanders, the burgundy and gold. I hope that place is loud, it's rocking, and it's a legit home field advantage for the Commanders. If you want to chime in, give us your keys to victory, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I tweeted out, let me know what's it going to take for the Commanders to get a win. The 54th man says, AWOD, the defensive line pressure, that's important. The quarterback and slowing down the running game for the Cleveland Browns. He says, I'm calling for a big day for Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne. I think that most people would agree they had their best game of the season last week. Hopefully they can build off of that. He says, number two, Jaden Daniels continues building and takes what the defense gives him. I really think that that's been impressive from Jaden so far. He's taken his deep shots. He's had his passes where he tries to fit it into a window that's a little too small. He got picked off last week, but he responded from that. And the schemes that Cliff's running is so impressive. And a lot of times you're having McNichols, B-Rob, or Eckler wide open in the flat. And he did that last week to Zacchaeus and got a big play from that. Just take what the defense is giving you and trust the offense coordinator, right? I do think that what you're watching is a team where everybody on the field, right, all their wide receivers are running their routes hard because they know there's a chance they can get the ball even if they're the fourth read, the fourth option in the play. All the tight ends are blocking hard. The offensive line's blocking hard because they know there's a chance Jaden could make a guy miss and then continue the play, right, extending the play with his legs. And so you're seeing everybody on the same page, and they're all giving 100% effort, and that's why the offense has been so good. He says, number three, take shots when there, but control the clock and use the running game and short passing. Stay ahead of the chains. That's so important. I've been talking about that all week long on my show. The third down conversion rate has been so impressive, but it's because of how good they've been on first and second down, and they also have not missed a fourth down shot that they go for it either. Another person tweets me, AWOD, here are my three keys. Number one, stop Jerome Ford, Amari Cooper, and if he plays, David Njoku from being productive. Look, I do think Cleveland is going to run the ball a ton in this game here. They're going to try to make it easier for their struggling quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And so I really think that's going to be Cleveland's game plan here. As we talked about, when they were successful last year, right? And they won 11 games last year. So even though they're a 1-3 team, it's a lot of the same roster that won 11 games last year, but it was because they were able to run the ball and then the defense got stops, right? And this season, they just haven't been able to do that, right? And so you look at what they did last week. They only ran the ball 22 times. They threw it 32. I know that Cleveland's going to try to be around 25 runs to 25 throws this weekend. So it's going to be important for Washington to limit what Jerome Ford and the other running back can do on first down. He says establish the running game if B-Rob plays Eckler and McNichols as well, and then neutralize the Browns pass rush. Don't let Myles Garrett or Jim Schwartz's blitzes be a factor. I'm a little bit worried about Cleveland's ability to blitz, and we saw how that disrupted Jaden Daniels and the offense against the Bucs here. But I also think when you blitz, that gives an opportunity for Jaden to make a guy miss and pick up a lot of yards with his legs. I think Jaden's going to have a really big game in terms of running the ball. I'm not saying that because B-Rob's banged up, but I just think that's the change the defense is going to make, right? Like last week, the Cardinals sat back and they let Jaden take the underneath throws and he carved them up, right? I think Cleveland's going to be a little different this week here, and so I think Jaden will have to take off and scramble. He'll have to extend plays out of the backfield and run, and so he had 8 carries, 47 yards last week. I think it's going to be a double-digit carry game for Jaden Daniels and over 60 yards on the ground. I do think he's going to run a lot against Cleveland. Also, he's back at home playing in front of that crowd there. You know he's going to want to get another rushing touchdown for the guys cheering for the burgundy and gold. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. This is just such a crucial game for Washington because you've got so much momentum here. And even if it's an ugly win, even if it's a 21-20 type win, a W in the win column just keeps the positive momentum going for this team, this franchise this year. And I just think we could be talking about a playoff team. We absolutely could be talking about a playoff team. I predicted a 5-2 start. I like my chances of this team continuing to play well and getting to that 5-2 start. Cliff Kingsbury starts season so well. The question's going to be, can he adjust when there's more and more game tape out on what he's doing offensively and how Jaden Daniels has been successful and burning opposing teams? Cleveland's going to be a good defense. I don't expect Washington to have, you know, 4 touchdowns on the ground like we did last week. But I do think we could still put up between 21 and 28 points here and get the win. Once again, this Cleveland Browns team has not scored more than 18. And as bad as Deshaun Watson's been, his wide receivers have not helped him. As we heard there, Amari Cooper leads the league in drop passes. We know how good Amari Cooper can be. He's burned us before, and he has a chance he could burn us again because Washington's secondary is still weak. How do you make Amari Cooper ineffective? The pass rush has to be able to get to Deshaun Watson and get him off of his spot. Because believe me, the Cardinals went right down the field against Washington, and I thought we were in for a nightmare of a game, right? They went right down the field, 9 plays, 55 yards, and a touchdown. And then the defense responded. I want to go through that first half last week because I was so impressed with the way the defense responded from getting sucker punched. Arizona gets a touchdown. Then the defense, 6 plays, force a punt. 3 and out, force a punt. Another 3 and out, force a punt. And then the turnover on downs there with Arizona missing the 4th and short. And that was the end of the first half there, right? And everybody's talking about how Washington's offense, touchdown, touchdown, interception, they got the field goal. How about we talk about the defense that held Arizona to 1 successful drive in the entire first half? The defense is improving. I told you guys last week, Dan Quinn is so happy for Jaden Daniels. He loves the success Cliff Kingsbury's having. But I didn't think he was sleeping at night after the Monday Night Football game against the Bengals, in which the defense didn't get a stop. And if it wasn't for the missed field goal and the missed 2-point conversion, you're looking at a 38-38 tie that goes to overtime. I think Dan Quinn was up all night working with Joe Witt Jr. to fix the defense. And unlike last season when the defense was bad, I trust this coaching staff to make corrections, make changes so the defense can improve week by week. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. The legend and Super Bowl champion Doc Walker is coming up next right here on The Fan and always available on that free Odyssey app. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. John says, AWOD, you cannot let Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper have their best game of the season. Definitely something that I'm worried about, right? Because I do think Deshaun Watson was better last week, and I've seen this team getting burnt by dual-threat quarterbacks my entire life. Sports Grumpy tweets me, AWOD, it's going to take a while for Commanders fans to get used to winning. For me, for sure, this season is already a success because we got our quarterback of the future. And obviously that's so much fun, and you know that is true, right? It is a success as long as Jaden stays healthy and we have our franchise quarterback. But you know, why not us? Why can't we do what CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans did last year and took the league by storm and made it into the postseason in year one? A lot of similarities with a defensive minded coach. Hey, number two overall pick, CJ Stroud went behind Bryce Young. Still blows my mind that happened. The Panthers messed that up. And, of course, Jane Daniels went behind Caleb Williams. Let's get to AWOD's keys to victory here on The Fan. So, number one, we always start with your car key. You got to get in the car and drive. I got a push to start on my Honda CR-V. Well, the Commanders have got to get a push to start here against the Cleveland Browns. So you guys know, I've talked about it, I want to play with a lead. That's so important to me this game against the Browns. It does feel like a trap game with the fact that everybody's picking Washington. We return home after a very impressive road trip there with two straight wins. Chance to make it four wins in a row, get to 4-1 for the first time since 2008. My first key to victory, to keep drives alive, is to avoid sacks, right? We know how Myles Garrett can wreck a game plan, right? We heard from Noah Weisskopf, Browns reporter. Their biggest weakness is their left tackle and the offensive line. So key number one is more sacks for the Commanders than the Cleveland Browns. Myles Garrett's going to get Jaden. At one point, the Browns are going to take down Jaden, right? He's had a few sacks this year. It's not been nearly as bad as Sam Howell last year, and he avoided them against the Cardinals, even though I don't know how he got one of those sacks and ran for 3 yards. I mean, the guy had him by both of his legs. But we know the Browns are going to get a sack or two. Can Washington's pass rush also disrupt Cleveland and get off the field with a big sack on Deshaun Watson? So key number one, more sacks than the Cleveland Browns. Key number two, Cleveland has been so bad on third down. Key number two is your house key. You're at home, but you got to stay on the field and convert third down. So Cleveland's been giving up 30% on third down. They've held teams to only 30% on third down, which is, I think, top five in the league. But they're at the bottom because they've only converted on 20% of their third downs. It tells me there's going to be a lot of third downs in this game, right? Washington has been really good on third down because it's been third and short for the most part. So my second key to victory here is going to be third down conversions. The Commanders have got to convert on more third downs than the Cleveland Browns. As we get to our third key, which is, of course, the key to your safe where you keep all your money. And, of course, you'd love for the Commanders to take all the Browns' money here with a money line victory. My third key to victory for Washington this week is red zone efficiency. Red zone efficiency. I believe in the NFL, every single game is decided on a couple of factors. And number one, I think it comes down to quarterbacks, right? The battle of the quarterbacks, a lot of times you see the better quarterback will do just enough to get his team the advantage to get the win. But in terms of what makes the biggest difference, I believe it's turnovers, right? I really believe turnovers are the biggest difference. It's why it's usually my third key every single week. The Commanders did not do any of their keys to victory against the Bucs. They took the L. They got one key against the Giants. They've gotten all three keys to victory the last 2 weeks, and it has been the turnover battle, right? They got the turnover there with the Frankie Louvu fumble against the Cardinals, against the Bengals. It was the missed field goal that was the key turnover that changed the game here. But in my mind, turnover's number one. It's like the most important thing. But I really think in the last few years, you've seen defenses go to this bend but don't break style, right? And really, passing touchdowns have been down this season. Now, it was on full display on Thursday with Baker having a few and Kirk Cousins having four, right? Throwing for 500 yards, and all of a sudden, the preseason, first four games of the season are over. We're here with the regular season. Passing attacks are back. But in terms of what changes an NFL game, defensive coordinators stay up all night to make sure they can keep you out of the end zone. That's why my third key to victory is red zone efficiency for the Commanders against the Cleveland Browns. I think we'll probably have six drives where we get past the 40. You know, maybe we'll have four that get inside the 20. We have to score a touchdown, 7 points, on 50% of the times we get into the red zone. Red zone efficiency is my third key to victory, because I do think we kick a lot of field goals. We're going to keep Cleveland in this game. Like I said, they haven't scored more than 18 points this entire season in a game. Washington is averaging nearly double that, especially the last 2 weeks of the season here. And so I think it's very important that Washington turns these effective drives into 7 points, and all of a sudden you rack that up, 7, 7, 7, it's 21, that's three drives, and all of a sudden you got more than Cleveland scored all season long. You keep them in the game if you're kicking field goals. You keep them in the game, and so that's why my third key to victory here is red zone efficiency. We rewind in case you missed it. First key to victory, have more sacks than the Cleveland Browns. Do not let Myles Garrett wreck your game plan. I'd love to see Dorrance Armstrong, Payne and Al living in the backfield once again. I thought Dante Fowler Jr. did a good job as well. Third down conversions is your second key to victory. Cleveland's been the worst team in the league on third down. You can't let them all of a sudden go 50% on third down. Washington has been so good on third down. A lot of that's because of how they've been moving and staying ahead of the sticks on first and second down. So third down conversion is your second key to victory. And then the third one, red zone efficiency. We go from keys to victory to pathway to success here for the Washington Commanders. The pathway to success is all about the running game. It's all about the running game. Whether it's B-Rob, who's a little bit banged up, Austin Eckler, who will return, or Jeremy McNichols, who's coming off the best game of his season. The Commanders' sneaky strength this season has been their interior of the offensive line and how they've schemed up ways to run for a ton of yards per carry on first down. It's made life easier for Jaden Daniels. Obviously, his legs are important. I talked about that earlier. I think he has 10 carries for over 60 yards. I just think he's going to take off here and run on some of these passing plays. He's done a really good job of that, and we broke it down on AWOD's film review, where there's some plays he's leaving on the field, but instead of forcing it in when it's not there, or instead of throwing it away, he's taking off and doing a quarterback keeper for 4 or 5 yards. And a lot of times it's not much, but it will turn a 2nd and 10 into a 3rd and 6, and they've been able to convert that. Or a 1st and 10 into a 2nd and 6, and then they're dealing with a 3rd and 2 after that. Jaden's legs have been huge. I think it's going to be on display once again. So the pathway to success here, it's run the dang ball, control the time of possession, give us a score early, and have a first half lead. And so the crowd has something to really cheer about there in the third quarter. But I think the Commanders can get this done. I really do. I know it's a trap game. I know I kind of like when we're the underdog, but everybody around the country is picking Washington to win here. Everyone around the country is talking about how Jaden Daniels is in MVP conversations. Washington's now a legit NFC contender, all right? They cannot let that outside noise get in the locker room and disrupt what they've got going. You have to win this game because on paper, your record's much better than Cleveland Browns. I believe we have much more talent than the Cleveland Browns. I believe we have a better coach than the Cleveland Browns, and we have home field advantage. You have to win this game. You have to win this game. Before the season, we talked about this. We named a few must-win games. The Carolina Panthers as one. I want the Chicago Bears win. I want us to beat them in the matchup of the two number one quarterbacks. But Cleveland, the damn Browns at home, you got to win that game. My official prediction will be a Commanders victory 28-18. 28-18. I'm going to give us a 10-point win at home. One more segment. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday morning. You're listening to DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the Odyssey app, live and local here in the nation's capital with the Super Bowl champ. Yeah, he knows all about winning big games at home. Doc Walker, the legend, coming up next here on The Fan. I just gave out my keys to victory, and I'm predicting a Commanders win 28-18 over the Cleveland Browns. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You could always tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. Let's go to Kevin in Richmond. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, AWOD, glad to take my call, buddy. Can't wait for tomorrow, man.
Yeah, I mean, this team has been playing so well, but a lot of people feel like this is a trap game. How do they avoid that trap game defeat?
I think we do what we've been doing. I mean, I think keys to success is definitely half and half run and throw. I think, you know, the front line of their defense is kind of hurt. They can't stop anybody rushing. I know B-Rob might not be in, but Austin Eckler looks amazing. I think he's cleared to go, so definitely just keep it running and pass when you need to, for sure.
Defensively, you saw this team really improve and got off the field, got stops against the Arizona Cardinals, but they once again face off against a dual-threat quarterback in Deshaun Watson. He's been one of the worst QBs in the league, and yet he was decent in their last game against the Raiders, and he had his best completion percentage at 75%. So he might be building on something. What's it going to take for Washington's defense to stop him?
It's funny because I thought when we looked at the season, our defense was so bad at the beginning. I thought this would be our get-right defense, but that was kind of last week. So we got right last week. What does that mean? I think we are right. You know what I mean? We keep pressuring him. I say we get 4 sacks on him. He doesn't know what he's doing. We make him see ghosts by the end of the fourth quarter with our fans screaming their heads off. Dude, I think we might be up by 10 late. I'm just saying.
You think it's going to be a really pro-Commanders fan base there at the stadium?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, you saw stats this week. What was it? Jaden Daniels has the number one selling jersey. I think we're back. I mean, fans are going to be yelling, bro.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, that's a great point. Everybody's bought into Jaden Daniels. They're buying his jersey. So you're predicting a win.
I'm predicting a win. I can't believe every time I've ever predicted it and felt it, it's gone the other way. But I don't know. This is a new team, new feeling, man. I like it.
I like the positive energy, man. Thanks for chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. What's going to take for the Commanders to get to 4-1 for the first time since 2008? Yeah, I remember that 2008 season. I was a season ticket holder then. Swinging gate was that year when Jim Zorn was in charge of the Commanders. So we mentioned this. We're going to go around the NFC East here as Washington is at the top of the division. And the Eagles have a bye week, so it means we look at the Giants contest, 4:25 against the Seahawks. So there's a chance that the Commanders game is over by the time the Giants and Seahawks kick off here from Lumen Field in Seattle, Washington. And Seattle's been a real surprise this season for a lot of NFL fans, but I feel like if you watched last season, you're not that surprised. Like, that was a team that fought really hard last year, and some things didn't go their way, and they moved on from Pete Carroll. Well, in comes a new coach, a new voice in that locker room. He's a good defensive mind, and they're humming, right? So Geno has been impressive throughout the season. The defense gets after quarterbacks. They're coming off of a loss, but I still think they played really well in the loss. They just didn't get any stops, right? So DK Metcalf is always going to be important for that Seattle offense. You haven't seen as much Lockett this season. This could be a breakout game for him. I could see Kenneth Walker being terrific on the ground against the Giants, but I lock it in. It's my lock of the week. I placed the bet as well. I used it on my Survivor Pool Seahawks over the G-Men. Dallas at the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's going to be such a fun game. I mean, honestly, I don't know how you guys Commanders fans feel, but when Washington wins, watching football is like it's the greatest thing ever. Right, and football is obviously everyone's favorite sport, right? But after a Commanders win, it just makes it so much better to relax and watch the 4 o'clock games, to relax and watch Sunday night football, and then boom, the fastest 3 minutes, and it's Washington leading the way. So Hopefully the Commanders can get the win, and so I can relax and watch the Giants, and then I'll be locked in for Sunday Night Football as Pittsburgh hosts the Dallas Cowboys. And this is a 3-1 Pittsburgh Steelers team here, but they have not been amazing, right? They've squeaked out victories over the Falcons, Broncos, and Chargers. And then they had a huge step back in a loss on the road against the Indianapolis Colts. But Justin Fields has been a decent quarterback for them this season. 830 passing yards. He's been able to run as well. But the reason that they're so good is the defense. They are number two in the NFL in points allowed. Only 13 points allowed this season so far for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That defense is going to be all over the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. This is going to, if Dak is able to lift the Cowboys up to a victory, it would be a really impressive win for them because Pittsburgh's defense is so good. But I just think Pittsburgh at home will bounce back from the defeat. They're going to score just enough points here. The defense will get off the field with a big turnover late. That's how I think the Cowboys lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you want to chime in, let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. What's it going to take for Washington to win their fourth game in a row? Let's go to Derek in College Park.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just wanted to get my thoughts on the game this weekend. Pretty much what I think we need to win this weekend, I think we just, like you reiterated earlier, we need to make some third down conversions.
Yeah.
And also, I think we also need to see, like, I think we may see, like, all the running backs this weekend. I think we may see Nate Nichols also because Byron Robinson is not, you know, he's not 100%. But Eckler's also coming back as well. But I think we see, you know, like, all three of them in, like, this game this weekend. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? They've all played well, right? Like, we all know how much of an impact Austin Eckler had when he was healthy. McNichols stepped up in a big way in the Bengals game as a blocking running back, and then in a big way in the Cardinals game, and we know how good Brian Robinson can be. He's having, like, a Pro Bowl season. So even if he takes a step back this weekend, the other two guys are there for him.
Right, I agree as well. And also, I just feel like our secondary needs to step up as well because Amari Cooper can be that.
Yeah.
He can be like that game-changing receiver as well because he's also, to me, I feel like he's been one of the best route runners in the league for a long time.
Yeah,
and he's just struggling. Like
struggling dropping the ball right now. But right. Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy are a really decent wide receiver pair. It's going to be tough.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Bob in Springfield. Bob, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, A-Rod? They're back. Thanks for taking my call.
You feel like they're back, man. I feel like they're back. It would be huge to make a win.
I'm 58 years old, man. It's been a long time saying next year. Ain't no more next years, my friend. We're back. The contenders.
I love it. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go right to line 3 here on AWOD Radio. What's up, man? You're on the Fan. Moo, too. You're on the Fan.
Oh, hey. How you doing, A-Wad?
Good.
First time speaking with you, man. Good to be on. You know, in the past, I used to worry that, yeah, we play down to the competition and it's a trap game. But, man, I don't feel that anymore. I think that whole thing just a new everything, starting with the owner, you know, coaches. I just feel, and Jaden, I don't feel this team is going to be worrying about that kind of stuff. What I'm more worried about is performing well at home, the home pressure. Mm-hmm. I just want these guys to relax and play their game. And the run defense has got to improve because I think Cleveland is just going to try to exploit our deficiency so far. Running that ball needs up the clock, right?
Yeah.
But I like the way we also kept Kyler Murray in check. And that's what we got to do, come out physical and just aggressive. And just take this spirit like we did against Arizona, man.
Yeah,
that's
good call.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate you chiming in. That was some good stuff there. And you're right. It does feel different. And I think Dan Quinn deserves a lot of credit for that, right? Anybody, anywhere, anytime. Well, they're back at home. They're picked to win this game against a 1-3 Cleveland Browns team. You're right. Instead of playing down to the competition, let's step on their throat. And let's put them away by halftime here because our offense is humming. Our defense can get a few stops here. And you could be looking at a halftime score. Washington is up like, you know, 21-10 or something like that. We could have a double-digit lead here and then kind of cruise to victory. But you're right. It's a home game here. They've got to step up in front of the home crowd and play good from start to finish. And I believe that Dan Quinn will get the boys ready to go. Appreciate everybody listening to the show today. Thanks to Metal Chris for doing an awesome job, as always, running the ones and twos behind the glass. It's Doc Walker coming up next on The Fan.